You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Experience number 327. Today, let's dive into simple habits to become the success you desire. Why do some people succeed more quickly than others? What motivates them? What is their daily routine? You'll find the show notes at jackiealmer.com/327. Boy, oh boy, the end is near. It's almost here, a brand new year. And I'm a poet. How are you feeling about that? A brand new year, the end of 1 year. Gosh, we've moved into cray-cray time for sure. It's holiday season. How are you holding up? And how is your business doing? It can be fun. It can be fabulous. It can be fantastically lucrative this time of year. And of course, there's the flip side of that. It can be frustrating, overly busy, super filled with emotions, drama, good and bad, tension, and so much more. And it can certainly be a deal breaker for your business if you don't stay intentional. So a great way to keep your business thriving is to join us in the Dream 100 Social Media Challenge. Learn more and get registered over at jackiealmer.com/Dream100. Okay, so let's talk about the habits of the wealthy. And there are a lot of habits that matter, and these could go on, but I'm going to give you 5 super important ones to start with. These are the simple habits to become the success that you desire. Simple, easy, but just like we've covered in the past, as easy as it is to do, it's equally as easy not to do. So some habits you may have heard of and some may be new. These are all habits that work. These are all habits that are important. These are habits that are timeless. And these are habits that will take you where you want to go. And consistency is such a big part of it. You've heard me talk about it a lot this year. It's been a real buzzword in my life. And there's a reason for that. And that is that success leaves clues. And there's not a single person you'll listen to, see on stage speak, or follow at all who's been successful who doesn't share with you that habits, consistency, and all of those very important things that you have to put into your action plan, that's what matter. And consistency is right at the top. So here's what we're going to cover from this experience today. We'll talk about the simple habits to become the success you desire. Talk about getting clear on where you want to go and some focus around that. Talk about managing your health and energy. Talk about managing your productivity because this is very important. Talk about learning how to storytell and build influence online and offline. And then we'll also talk about your I want to have list and how important it is to review that daily. So, the simple habits to become the success you desire. By now, we know it takes more than just work hard, have passion, take massive action. You've probably heard that. But how many hardworking people do you know who are still struggling to reach the level of success that they desire, that they know they're worthy of? This might describe you. I know it did me for a while. What I find quite often in my coaching is that many people are in their head a lot about their business. That means they're thinking about it, planning about it, but not actually taking action. They're falling very short in the action area. And the reality of it is, and you know this, without action, you just have a dream. You don't really have a business. You just have a dream. So let's lay out a plan to get you from a dream to a real business. This is where getting clear on where you want to go and your focus is so important. Do you know where you're going, really and truly? Let's talk about this from an analogy. Let's say you want to go from Los Angeles to New York, and somebody gives you a roadmap because you need that. So what is it that you need to do? They give you a roadmap that details for you exactly how to get there. Well, at the start of it, it says you need a car in good working order. And you're going to need to stop for gas along the way, certainly. And here's your map, and that's really all you need to know. But you want to have a plan, because honestly, to get from Los Angeles to New York, unless you're superhuman, you can't drive it all in one stretch. You could fly, but we're going to talk specifically about driving there. But this analogy works with flying too. Will you get there just sitting on the couch thinking about it? Will you get there waking up every morning and saying, oh, I see myself going from Los Angeles to New York. I see myself going from Los Angeles to New York. And if you never actually go get in the car or, you know, take any of the action steps, put gas in it and put the pedal to the metal and start going, are you going to get from Los Angeles to New York? No. Now, on the reverse, do you have to know exactly how to get there? Do you have to know every turn and exactly the name of every highway and street that you're going to turn on? No, because you have a map. You have a detailed map that tells you what you need to do each step of the way. So as long as you can literally chart out that map and you can see, you know, 100 feet in front of you, you're going to get to New York if you just follow the roadmap. So be honest with yourself when you think about that. Do you know where you're going? And do you have a roadmap to get there? Most of us have a basic roadmap depending on our type of business. If you're in direct sales, your company certainly provided you one. If you're in real estate, there's plenty of coaching and training from your mentors that have told you what you need to do. If you're a life or business coach, you basically know. The reality of it is solopreneurs, all of us need to do a few certain things. We need to be adding to our database on a regular basis. We need to be communicating with that database to see if there's a need and offer that solution that we have. And then we have to be following up consistently and be ready to onboard those who are ready for the offer that we have for them. Now that kind of makes it simple, but it is pretty simple. There's a few other things that go into it, but that's the roadmap that's going to take you where you want to go. The question is, do you know where you want to go? Are you clear on the roadmap? And then finally, are you ready to commit to the action steps? Okay, so success habit number two is to manage your energy and health. The habit of the wealthy is their management of key resources. It starts with energy. And it's important to know when your best times are. So I like to ask, when are your peak times? When are you available and the best at doing the simple action steps that it takes to work your business? Because your energy level will play a huge role in your success. Because people feel energy, we're vibrant and vibrational human beings, and we put off a level of energy, and other people pick up on that. So when do you give your best? What are your peak times? And that's when you want to be plotting into your calendar those income-producing activities in your business that are going to move you forward. So that's managing your energy. The second one, managing your health, it's so important that you take good care of yourself, because if you don't, no one else really is going to do that. So you must take good care of yourself. Manage your health. And you know what that means. You know what it means to eat right, to get enough water, to exercise and move your body, to get enough sleep, to feed your mind productively and with good content that's going to reproduce itself in the action steps that you take. So manage your energy and manage your health. Number three, manage your productivity. This kind of goes back to the very first one, but let me ask you, what's in your action plan? What is it that's on your roadmap of things that you must do, should be doing, want to be doing, however you want to word that, on a daily and regular basis to move your business forward? And then looking at that action plan, what do you have actually plotted into your calendar to get all that done? I like to say, if it's not on the calendar, it's not going to happen. Or put slightly differently, what's on the calendar gets done. Okay, so you have to make the time in your calendar for your income producing activities to move your business forward. Absolutely have to. Okay, and I say make the time because you're never going to find the time. None of us do. It's not like you've got time just lying around. Everybody's busy. You're no exception. There's nothing new or different or unique about you. And sorry to be blunt about that, but it's true. Everybody's busy. Doesn't matter what profession you're in. You're most likely building this as a side hustle to begin with. Maybe not. Or you're building this as a primary business, but you may have children and other obligations. So does everybody else. But you'll always find those people at the top of whatever your business model is, where you want to get to, that built it exactly the same way, that built it along with another career path. So you have to manage your productivity. And one other piece of that is managing what's going on between your ears. There's only one place where your business is difficult, and that is between your ears. I don't really care what it is that you're doing. If you've mastered the basic skill sets, your business is simple. It's the same thing over and over again. Okay, we've got to have marketing activities. We have to have those income producing activities. We have those times when we're in front of and with our clients or onboarding somebody new. You know what those steps are, but whatever's going on between your ears, that's one area that you want to manage that productivity. You want to manage your thoughts around any circumstances that you're having. Remember, life is just a series every day of circumstances and situations, and it's the thoughts, feelings, actions, and results that come after that that make the difference. That's what makes or breaks us every single time. So what's it going to take for you to manage your productivity? What's it going to take for you to lay out that very consistent action plan, to make sure that it's on your calendar, to control the thoughts, feelings, and then the actions and results that you take regarding every circumstance and every situation that you experience, and move yourself forward? What's it going to take? Okay, habit number four is learn storytelling and influence. Success language is everything. Once I really learned how to master my communication skills with everyone who I encountered, both those people who I was sharing my business with, those people who I hoped would become referral ambassadors for me, people who joined my team, potential clients, people who I was looking to get in front of to speak on their stage, whatever it is, once I learned to handle my success language and control what I said to them, everything changed. The reality of it is, though, most people, or certainly many people, feel stuck because they don't know what to say and they don't have their system nailed down. Okay, they're just blindly out there, kind of running amok, putting stuff out there and hoping something's going to stick. Storytelling is so important because stories sell and facts just tell. You've probably heard that before, but you may have thought to yourself, what the heck does that mean, really? Well, what it means is that it's time for you to truly develop your story. Develop your story, whatever it is regarding your product, your offering, what you're doing, what your goals are, how you provide benefits and solutions to people. Develop your story. And collect other stories along the way, because it's great to share all different types of stories, because sometimes the person who you're speaking with won't totally relate and identify with you, but you may know someone from a collection of stories that you've experienced, other clients, team partners, just different things along your journey where you can collect that story and you can share it. And when you share those stories, you create a common bond with your audience. So my biggest story, here's the story that truly made me millions. You know, I was a stay-home mom. I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. I've always had a passion about business and marketing, and I'm ambitious and I enjoy earning money and I enjoy teaching others skill sets. I just enjoy all of that. But I was kind of drowning in the stay-home mom syndrome. I loved being a stay-home mom. I didn't want to be anything different. I didn't want to put my kids in daycare, any of that. But at the same time, I longed to have a business of my own that was a huge success. I ended up joining a network marketing company, and I was a big skeptic. I had to really work hard on myself and my mindset. I had to work hard on the success habits and exactly what I've shared on this whole entire experience. I had to really work on my mindset big time. And I did. I was a slow starter. I'll never be written up in the Network Marketing Hall of Fame, but I worked on myself. I worked on my mindset. I worked on developing my business skills. I worked on perfecting my success language and trying and testing and being willing to master the practice of getting good at showing people what I was doing. I worked on getting myself out of the equation, getting my emotions out of my business, and moving myself forward regardless, basically detaching from the outcome. Nearly 6 years into the process, I stumbled upon this little thing called the internet, and that absolutely changed everything. I didn't know a darn thing about the internet. I'd never taken a computer class in my life. I still can't do a spreadsheet. I'm not a technical person, but I'm a visionary and I'm a marketing person, and I immediately saw the power of what the internet could do for me. I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew one thing. I could figure it out. And I was willing to do whatever it would take to figure it out, especially once I generated that very first lead who came into me, that very first person who said, I want to know more about your business. I was hooked and there was no turning back for me. I knew I was onto something powerful. Well, over 2,200 people later that I've personally enrolled into my direct sales business, built a thriving, successful, multi-million dollar business. That's my story. And that's the story that attracts most people to me. They want to know, how did you do it? And I share it all the time. I share it in my podcast. I share it on my blog. I share it with my coaching clients. I share it with my group coaching program. I share it in the Street Smart Wealth Academy. I share it in Street Smart Wealth School. I share it in all those different areas over and over again. My story doesn't change. It doesn't change. And why is that story so powerful? And why does it attract so many people? Well, because I'm Susie Q Average, really and truly. I just did it. I was willing to do it. I wanted something big. I wanted something powerful. And I was willing to do what I had to do, roll up my sleeves and learn things that I didn't know before. I was willing to learn how to build a website and how to blog and how to write good copy and how to write good headlines and how to move beyond just selling and cramming my product and my opportunity down people's throats and really building that tribe, building a community, finding out what their need was, what they were looking for, and staying connected to that community. And that became something that a lot of people wanted. Okay. Now, where the challenge comes in is that beyond just wanting it, they must be willing to cross the valley of death. And what is the valley of death? Well, the valley of death is basically the hero's journey. You know, it's knowing that you're going to step off or you're going to go down through the valley where potentially some crazy stuff goes on, where it's hard and it's challenging and you wonder if you have what it takes to see it through, and you wonder if there's not an easier way, and you know, people are negative and technology is hard and this person said no and this person signed up and then they quit and all of that. Trust me, when I started in network marketing, I struggled with all of that. That's why I say I'll never be written up in the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. When I took my business online, I struggled tremendously with all of it. There were times I totally dorked up my website and I'd have to wait up to 72 hours for somebody to respond to me on a forum to help me get out of the mess that I was in. This was 1999 and 2000, and there was just not that many people able to tell you how to do things. And there certainly weren't any 800 numbers or even regular phone numbers to call. So you had to be willing to suffer through it, to suffer through the valley of death. Okay, that really and truly is it. It's the hero's journey. It's like, I started here and then I found this and then I fell to the depths of despair trying to figure it all out and wondering if I could really absolutely do it. And ultimately, step by step, piece by piece, one blog post at a time, one YouTube video at a time, one podcast at a time, one sign up at a time, one person who filled out a form at a time, one person who raised their hand and said, yes, that I'm interested. That's how I built the multi-million dollar business. And that's how you're going to build it too. It's that consistency. If I didn't write a blog post, if I didn't do a podcast, especially in the early days, nobody really missed it. It's not like people were beating down the door to say, oh my gosh, where is this? Over time, my podcasts did and my YouTube videos did create that type of interest. And then of course, you know, I took almost a year off. And as I've shared, that's one of the biggest mistakes I ever made in marketing. But that's when you begin to realize that you have influence and that's what you're looking to do. Influence happens when your message connects squarely with your ideal client at the right time. And this is where follow-up is so important, because your right time is most likely not their right time. And that's okay. If you keep going, you'll get there and you'll develop that right time with them. And then the final habit I want to share is to review your I want to have list daily. Now, on the Thanksgiving bonus show, I covered your list of want to haves. If you haven't listened to that show, go back and listen. You can go to jackiealmer.com/T-Day 2018. T-Day as in Turkey Day 2018. Or if you're listening on Stitcher or iTunes, you can just back up. It was the previous show. Just back up and have a listen. And you can expand your vision by seeing, reading, feeling, tasting, and smelling everything about your 25 wants on that list each and every day. Well, I'm excited to tell you that now I have a little worksheet to help you with the 25 I wants. I didn't have this ready last week, but now it is. It's a worksheet and an exercise to get you on your way, to give you something tangible that you can review regularly. So if you'll just go to wants.streetsmartwealth.me, that's wants.streetsmartwealth.me. wants.streetsmartwealth.me. That's my wants worksheet. Now I have another really fun gift to give you. I would love to send your 25 wants to you in a card that you can put on your desk, that you can place on your refrigerator, and just keep near you so that you can stay inspired. It has a beautiful photo image that I've created with an affirmation on the front, and inside will have your 25 wants and a message of encouragement from me. So if you would like one, a special gift from me to you, please go to gift.streetsmartwealth.me. gift.streetsmartwealth.me. Complete the form that's there, and it's going to be on its way to you. I appreciate you, and remember this, until next time, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. For more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my social media success kit. Stop struggling with social media and start succeeding. I'll break it down for you into bite-sized pieces that make sense. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Instagram, @JackieAlmer. And join me at socialmediabackstagepass.com for complete business plan development and social media coaching and training. I'll see you on the next show.